USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During the impeachment hearing of President Trump on Capitol Hill,
this is a seminal moment in our investigation, and the evidence you have brought forward is deeply significant and troubling.
House Committee Chairman Adam Schiff reacting to Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who said that there was a quid pro quo for Ukraine from the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, demanding the investigation of Trump rivals.
Mr. Giuliani's requests were a quid pro quo for arranging a White House visit for President Zelensky.
The president denied the allegations before leaving for Texas.
I say to the ambassador in response, I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky, President Zelensky, to do the right thing.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh is charged with federal fraud, tax evasion, and conspiracy. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The grand jury indictment released on Wednesday morning claims Pugh defrauded local businesses and nonprofits with about $800,000 in sales of her Healthy Holly books to enrich herself. Prosecutors say she also evaded taxes, shorting the federal government by about $100,000. U.S. Attorney Robert Herr.
There are many victims in this case. The taxpayers and the people of Baltimore who expect and deserve integrity from their public officials.
Pugh faces up to 175 years behind bars. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It was an off day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 113 points. The S&P 500 down 12, and the NASDAQ Composite down 44 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says the state's new anti-government drug campaign is no laughing matter. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Some people are questioning the tagline being used in commercials across South Dakota that says, meth, I'm on it. The Republican governor joins Fox News and says drug addiction is no laughing matter.
This ad campaign is to get people talking. When we put this together and worked with people in South Dakota and throughout the state to really message this, we knew it would be provocative. We wanted people to start talking about meth in a way that they never have before, and we need every single person in South Dakota to get on this challenge.
Noem continues.
I was in a restaurant a couple weeks ago, Ainsley, and a woman walked into this restaurant. She was high on meth. She had a couple little kiddos with her that obviously were not being well taken care of. And everybody in that restaurant pretended they didn't see her, didn't do anything to come alongside her, to talk to her.
General Motors filed a racketeering lawsuit against competitor and rival Fiat Chrysler, accusing the automaker of engaging for years in a pattern of corruption to undermine contract negotiations with union workers. In the suit, GM cites admissions of wrongdoing by FCA executives in a continuing criminal corruption investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office. It also says Fiat Chrysler bribed United Auto Workers Union officials to receive more favorable terms in labor negotiations. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.